This is the DTP.
This is DTP.
The. Now we gotta put
no,
the.
No, but that's just like saying this
oh,
is
yeah.
the triple play.
Damn, you're right.
Come on.
I thought that was brilliant in my head. I thought very hard about
Sorry
this.
Sorry to ruin it.
I know. But good evening, guys. We're back for another wonderful week. And happy May. It's the first day of May.
Doesn't feel like it.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. It's and then the past couple of days, at least here in Chicago, we've had those late April showers that hopefully brings the May flowers.
It was nice
hey,
these
nice
past
today,
couple
so.
Days.
Yeah, and yeah.
But I don't know if it rained or not. It looked like it was going to rain. I don't know, though.
No, we have a wonderful weekend coming up. And we have Brownie here, our DVP mascot.
He's back.
Yeah.
Just temporarily for today's podcast, unfortunately.
Aw, man.
He'll be back at a later date, though.
Okay. So I'm not coming back until he's here.
TBA?
Oh,
TBD?
Okay.
TBD.
Is
TBD.
That right? All right, Brownie, he's here to stay then.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'll be here.
But the biggest news we have today.
What's today, May 1st?
Yeah.
It's just like a normal day, right?
I thought so.
Isn't it?
I thought so, but it is a special day for someone.
Who's our
producer. it's our producer Turbot's birthday today. Should we even say the number? You want to say the number?
Why not?
Happy 27.
30. Oh.
Happy 46th birthday.
Yep, 46 it is.
He looks fantastic.
Nah, we about to go
you're
real
not,
dark.
You're not gonna join the club. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Join the club.
The DDP is one of his greatest creation. Greatest production, I guess.
You got that right.
That is his.
Who's like okay?
Number
like
one.
I because like my 24th is coming up. I'm basing the year off the Mamba mentality.
That's
who's
right.
Who's the greatest 27? Trout. You got the
Mike
Trout.
Trout. That's pretty
the Mike
good.
Trout
yeah.
mentality.
Mike Trout year. Oh Ooh. Yeah, Chris Move.
Was he number 27?
Ooh. Yeah, he's always 27.
That's
yep. He's a YouTube guy.
The 2K guy, right?
Oh. Yeah,
I never watched him.
He's still up, dude. He's still got some crazy views.
I've heard of him. Yeah, I don't watch him though.
He's got
that's crazy.
He does strictly like he did a lot of game. He strictly does gameplays pretty much.
Oh. Okay.
But his NBA gameplays are his most popular, and it's fun, dude. We've been watching them for years. But as we said, May 1st, a special day for our producer. Shout out. Happy birthday.
Shout out. Happy birthday.
Anymore.
We just all wanted to let you know, we all three of us do appreciate all the work you do for the triple play. And the DDP would not be anything without you. So
facts.
Shout out and happy birthday.
Shout out, man.
27 Club. Don't join it.
There's a there's Stella in the fridge. I heard you liked it. So there's a sixer in there. Yeah.
I didn't bring shit. I'll bring some stuff next week. I kind of forgot.
We'll have one. We'll either have one before the podcast is over or before we get out of here. That's all good.
What? It's your day. We have to.
It's all good. No. It's all good. You're all good.
Number 20. He's
good.
Making some changes, man. You know,
got
a haircut. Got a fresh, clean cut.
Got a haircut.
Did he cut his own hair?
Of course.
Really?
This man can do it all, man.
Damn.
He's
barbershop
producer,
open another month.
True.
Producer, barber, he cuts my hair too. He cuts, a couple of my friends' hair before. We got a producer blushing over here.
All right, this guy's an asshole. Stop talking about him.
But before we start, we just want to go ahead and let people know.
Salute.
And let's drink to him.
Cheers.
Happy birthday.
It's the first cheers we've done on the podcast,
no.
I think.
We have. No,
live?
Like on
well,
camera.
On camera, at least.
There you go.
You got him?
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Happy birthday.
27, Rudy Gobert.
Is it Rudy Gobert's number? It is. But he's not great.
He's not
like
significant.
Trout,
nah.
Yeah.
That's why I said all great sarcastically.
Yeah.
Trout's why? What'd he do?
He gave everybody the coronavirus.
I know.
What did
I'm
he
kidding.
Do?
I'm kidding.
What do you
joke.
Mean, what did he do? I'm kidding.
Also, the French nearly lost. They lost the first half of the World War II. That pisses me off.
True.
And World War I.
Yeah, they did.
Well, speaking of France, I just watched 1917, which was based in France.
How'd you like
movie.
It?
That's a great movie.
You know, there's.
I gotta see it still, man. I'm screwing up.
Yeah, you really have to.
Did you like it?
I really liked it. That movie will always be memorable to me.
Oh yeah, you guys saw that.
Yeah, I don't know. Did we say it on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, oh, it's yeah, Kobe the passed. Day that 5 minutes into the movie, we got a our producer got a text message saying Kobe had passed, and then like the movie, it was a great movie, man. I would love to watch it again, but it hit a little differently. But regardless, great movie.
True.
You liked it though?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one rewatchable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Watch it again. Wow. Maybe watch it with
the
you,
the camera work is just amazing. Yeah. And like, right? I liked how they didn't really have any flashbacks or anything. It was just all basically one like kind of long scene, like
yeah.
in a way.
Okay. One awesome. Cut scene, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that really did make
and,
it stand out.
What's his name? Tommen from Game of Thrones was in it. And fucking, what's his name?
Harry, no.
Not Harry Styles.
No, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
The King of the North before he died. King right? Was that him?
No.
At the end?
You thinking of Neddard? No.
Who is that actor at the end?
Oh, that's yeah, that's the kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah, that's what I said. Tommen, yeah.
Tommen.
Rob Stark. Yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that's right.
I like looked at who the actors, like the famous actors were in that movie, and like he came up like third. I'm like, he had like a 3 minute scene. I was like, come on, dude. Relax.
They're both brothers and they're both from
the yeah, that was funny.
Who was like the most well-known actor in that movie?
I don't know. The main character like, fucking killed it, though.
He
that
did
British
really
dude.
Good. Dean Charles Chapman.
Of course, he's got the fucking greatest name in the world. That's why.
No, not that guy. Not that guy, the other guy. But he was good, too.
No, I thought this guy did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he died. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, why'd you say that? He's going to know now.
Nah.
It's all good. It's all good. Nah. I didn't hear it.
Spoiler alert.
We don't know which one died, though. they all die.
Yeah,
nobody
all
lives.
Die.
It's a war. Everybody dies.
Exactly, true. Man.
Except for that guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And that guy.
And this guy.
Sure.
I just want to say that was a good movie.
It was great. Yeah, but we're like I said, we're back for another episode. Episode 33.
Scottie Pippen.
Pippen episode.
Pippen.
Larry Bird episode. I was thinking Larry Bird, but two greats.
No, you're in the wrong city
dude.
For that.
What the
but
hell?
Scottie, yeah, more relevant, Scottie
on
Pippen.
Your brother's birthday, you're going to bring up Larry Bird.
I love Larry Bird,
though. Oh, shit, okay.
He respects him a lot.
Who would you rather have, Larry Bird or Scottie Pippen in their prime?
In their prime?
Yeah.
Are you playing alongside Kobe? Because that's the way I'm
who?
Playing.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Why would he play alongside Kobe?
No.
Pippen, 100%.
Yeah, I take
the
Pippen
best
too.
Robin to a Batman.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'd say Bird's a better scorer, but all around Pippen.
Yeah. Hard for me to say.
Yeah, I don't know. Bird's probably a better player, but Pippen's just way better on defense. He's probably one of the greatest. Top five
you know how underrated he is, man. It's insane.
Scotty?
It is, yeah.
It's insane.
And, yeah, The Last Dance, you know, validates that, confirms that, you know, Scottie Pippen does go underlooked very much. And that's another topic that we'll get into towards the end of our episode today. But what I wanted to go ahead and start off is, you know, what the most relevant sports news is as far as, you know, what's going on in the NBA, the MLB, and what other sports teams and organizations are looking to do. Let's start with the MLB, Dean.
So
what's the news? Break it to us.
The MLB said that latest they're going to start is July 2nd. So that's some good news.
Oh,
so
I didn't hear that. Damn.
Yeah. That's
at least it's a start date,
that's
right?
That's the rumor, yeah. So we got that to look forward to, but yep. No fans, obviously. And they're proposing 10-team divisions, which would mean the Cubs, the Sox, the Cardinals would all be in the same division.
That'd be amazing.
And the Brewers.
I love that.
Well, they want to do it so they can restrict travel. So.
Yeah, because it's all like the Midwest-ish
yeah.
teams.
And the
so.
Furthest they would go is Atlanta, which isn't that far
that's
of a flight.
That far.
It's a
yeah.
two-hour flight about.
That's not too
far.
Bad.
And that would just be for this season?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Because they've been talking about reconstructing the divisions, but not to the magnitude of 10 teams each. That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
But obviously there's going to be a shortened season, so yeah, this would be like a one-time thing.
I wonder if they did that, what they would do with the DH, if they would, how that would work.
I don't know.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I mean, because Sox.
Because there wouldn't be like NL and AL then, right?
I don't know. I think they would, I don't know.
There couldn't be if the Sox and like the Cubs are in the same division.
I think they just make it simple and leave. I think they should just leave the schedule the way it is and just like, all right, you're playing this team on this day.
Yeah.
They might just well do it. I think you think it would be easier, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because of travel, I don't know if they want to do that. I don't know.
I know every sport is thinking of every single like scenario of
yeah,
how they
it's
can
crazy.
Play.
Yeah. Like
you hear a different thing every day about, especially the NBA, MLB, obviously, like every league is just trying to make it work some way.
Exactly. And every day, it's just everything is speculation. It's like, oh, what if we did this? What would be the turnout? What if we did this? What would happen? And just like the latest was, as far as the NBA, they said that they might continue the season in Orlando or something.
No, at Disney.
At Disney.
Yeah.
So it's, I like I said, everything speculation. They're at this point, just throwing out different options and see what is the best solution, because at the end of the day, there might not be a best solution. There might just be the least...
kind of risky.
Least risky, exactly.
Yeah.
Least risky situation, just so we can eventually get back to normalcy of the world, because right now it's all up in the air. As we said last week, the lockdown was extended, at least here in Chicago. I know other states, as of today, are reducing that lockdown, opening up a couple, you know, few shops, few businesses
mm-hmm.
That are deemed essential. So, you know, I wish there was some kind of a certain answer, but there really isn't. That's what we're really waiting up on.
Yeah. It's every day, like I said before, you hear something different. You have no idea what's actually going to happen.
Exactly.
It's a little annoying because you're like, okay, like, there's no point of these updates because, like, you don't even know what's going to happen. But
uh-huh.
yeah.
at the same time, it's nice to know, like, something at least. I know I read something that said that some owners were getting annoyed that they weren't really getting any update from the NBA. So they're just like, let's just shut it down at this point because, like, it doesn't seem like we have a way of getting this done.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll see.
And a lot of players, I mean, not a lot of players, but a player that's so big in the NBA, LeBron James, he spoke out the other day. He tweeted or posted on Instagram. He's like, what? Like, these people are talking about ending our season? Like, nah, like, we have to continue with this. So LeBron James saying this will reflect differently with another player who's saying this. And the voice that LeBron has, obviously everyone will turn their heads and listen when LeBron chimes in, especially on the situation and the future of the sport. And then I also saw that if they do return to the season, they might return in December or so.
I mean, if they go back, they're going to be playing
until this season, then they would start next season in December.
Uh-huh.
Probably on Christmas is my guess.
That'd be
pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that at all. I think that's when the NBA really does pick up anyways, is around that time.
They should really look at, like, when the season should start, actually, like, for hockey and like, because you look at least after Thanksgiving, I think, would be a good start, because, like, it's all football.
Yep.
Yeah.
Until then, because, like, nobody's really, I don't really pay attention to basketball until after Thanksgiving and hockey. You would think so, too, because, like, we're only a few weeks into the season. And I mean, like, yeah, maybe, but who knows? There's a lot of money at stake, but then they would have to extend the season too.
No, 100%. Like,
shorten the season, maybe that would be a better idea.
Like the NBA, like when we talk about the NBA, when it starts, we legit talk about and worry about the first 2 weeks, and after that, it's kind of a blur.
Falls off, yeah.
Until after Thanksgiving. I mean, some years, you know, I would 100% be, no debate, I would rather be watching soccer than basketball. But that's every 4 years. Yeah, no, exactly. But I could see where there could be a conflict there. Certain years, while other years, like NBA would fly and take off. But other years, there are a lot of other major sporting events that could be taking place during that time.
You're saying, like, soccer overseas?
Like, I mean, I'm specifically referring to, like, the World Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so every 4 years. Yeah, yeah.
Olympics.
They would have to deal with that. But
World Cup.
I'd say it's not, like, I love baseball, but you know, it's kind of the same thing as what we were talking about. Like, in the middle of June, like, nobody's watching baseball that much. Like,
yeah,
you might tune into your team or something if you're, like, a diehard fan. But since the season's so long, it's kind of hard to, like, pay attention to the whole season.
I mean,
so.
I think people will know. I'll say they're tuning in because what else is on? Baseball, I mean, basketball.
That's what I'm saying. But if basketball's on in, like, well, I was going to say, like, July, like, I'm definitely going to, I would watch it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Over, like,
well, it'd be the finals
random,
if it was in July.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I'd be for it.
Yeah.
I don't mind them going longer.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't, but I'm just saying, like, some years where a major bigger than NBA finals does, you know, fall on that summer.
Yeah.
I would be more inclined to tune into, let's say, a World Cup semifinals match than.
Yeah, that would be the tough thing.
You know, and then as far as Olympics is literally on from morning until day. I mean, until night. And I know we have a lot of viewers on that. So I'm just saying, as far as like business perspective, that's which is completely out of my league. This is only what my opinion is. NBA finals would lose a lot of viewership, I think.
What if they were in July and went into July?
Yes. Certain years.
I agree, yeah. Like, casual fans of the NBA probably would be watching maybe the Olympics over the NBA. You don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then the World Cup, obviously, it's like the biggest sporting event in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So people would definitely be tuning into that more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, for me personally, it depends who's playing in the finals. And I don't know, when does the World Cup usually start? I mean, obviously, it's every 4 years, but when does it start exactly?
It's like June 15th until, I want to say, like, August.
It's a whole month.
Yeah. I wouldn't say mid-June, mid-July. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually about a month. And so it ends. So the finals are ending and that's starting.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Or the play. It's like playoffs, semifinals, finals, and the World Cup is going on. So, I mean, I think... extending the basketball, not extending, but going into the summer for basketball, 100%, I would love it. Just more, you know, sporting events we can see over the summer, more excitement. But on the other hand, you know, there are other major sporting events that happens in increments that would take over some viewership. So, I don't know. It's obviously something that's they're gonna consider, because when they talk about this, they consider every different scenario.
Exactly.
You know. So I'd be curious to see, you know, what goes on in the sports world. Any other sports you guys have had a little bit of updates on?
It's just the same thing with basketball and hockey. They said they're gonna start supposedly they're gonna start reopening their practice facilities.
Yeah. Slowly but
slowly,
surely.
Yeah.
I think they said I don't know which major spur it was, but in the next couple of weeks, they're going to open up, like, small team facilities, like, individual training, and then after that, after, like, 2 weeks or so, they're going to start team training, and so forth and so on. So, I mean, it's all a progress, I think. No one really knows what the best move will be.
Yeah, I mean...
They just have to do
you
it.
You think you'd have to open up with one big bang and everybody can go back? Because it's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee, like, Utah can go back and start practicing.
Mm-hmm.
But can't
freaking
Knicks? No.
Yeah, that's
true. Who cares
true.
About the Knicks, though?
Yeah, that is tough.
At this point. G League team.
They are a G League team.
True.
I really hope they never win anything again, but that's another conversation.
But and then also another thing is, like you said, Utah can go back while the New York Knicks can't go back. So it just really does depend, like, what's going on in that city situation. I don't know, a lot of stuff to factor into when we think about such a major move like this. Because ultimately, it is going to affect a lot of people, for the better or for worse. Probably more for the better, because it's some kind of, you know, getting back to normal life, which I think everyone is eager to have. And like I said earlier, another month of the lockdown here in Chicago, at least.
You guys kind of touched on the MLB reshuffling of divisions, right?
The divisions, yeah. 10-team divisions.
That's awesome. Imagine just seeing the White Sox and the Cubs play, like having like 4 or 5 different series instead of only 2 a year.
Yeah, how many games do they play now? 4 or 6?
Well, they only play
a year, right?
6, yeah.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
And they play them in the middle of the week. They used to play them on weekends.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's really dumb. It's the biggest like sporting event in Chicago during the summer.
Yeah, I don't know.
And with the caliber of talents that they could have in the next few years or so, like, hell yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of money that can be bringing in, and that's a lot of enjoyment that us as fans would have. You know, I'd be willing to pay. I know those tickets are like, at least for baseball, it's like $40 is a lot in
that's
a way.
A lot of money, yeah.
Exactly, but you know, for that kind of matchup, man, I'd be down to put some money down on that.
Yeah,
you know?
I've been to one like Cubs Sox game. That's about it. I haven't been to many. I don't know. I've never seen the Cubs as like. I mean, when we're playing them, like, yeah, let's beat them. But I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's like I can't. I'm not looking. I don't know. I just don't see them as like a huge rival. Maybe.
Yeah, I
like,
mean, they only play six times a year, and they're in different leagues. So
yeah, so
they're not really going to be competing with each other.
They don't affect each other very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now with this, like our, you know, like we brought up, you know, it could put certain things at stake, where those games would actually matter more than just a crosstown rivalry. So, you know, if they do move to implement that into the MLB season, I think it would be pretty interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other sports updates? I know in the soccer world, everything's still up in the air. As I said last week, the Dutch league has canceled their season. The French league, Ligue 1, has said that they are not going to move forward with their league, but certain teams, if they do continue in the Champions League, that certain teams that's in that Champions League would continue to play. And other leagues, just like I said, really up in the air. No one really knows. It's
yeah.
I don't know.
Sports need to come back. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. That's
the big
right.
distraction for everybody.
But what is keeping us afloat and, you know, giving us something to look forward to at least at the end of the week is, like we said, we would tackle this, is the Michael Jordan documentary, Michael Jordan and the Bulls documentary in The Last Dance. Last Sunday they had season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys what you thought. And then we'll also, you know, discuss the major topics of discussion in those two episodes. So, but first we'll go ahead and start, you know, what'd you guys think of the episodes?
3 and 4 were definitely better. I think they're better than 1 and 2. It kind of just shows how Jordan overcame the bad boy Pistons in the fourth. That was probably my favorite episode so far. And then, the third one was more about Dennis Rodman.
Correct.
So definitely that one. Was pretty that one was good, but like the fourth one was that was by far the best one of the series, because it's just like that was like that's what brought the Bulls to what they were, and like how Jordan became a winner. It was really good. And obviously how Phil Jackson became the coach, and then how Jordan just overcame the Pistons, and then just showing how a bunch of straight up bitches they were.
Straight up bitches.
As Horace Grant said, yeah.
It's the best quote from that episode for sure.
I think so.
It's awesome.
And just, you know, the way you said it, and it's just like, just
no class for that, man.
Straight
that
up.
Yes, man.
And Pat, what'd you think, man?
Oh, I loved it too. The Rodman episode was really cool to see how he got to the Bulls and how he really impacted them when, because Pippen was out for what, like 35 games?
30. Well,
something
yeah,
like
it
that.
Was his,
yeah,
it was
35, 36.
Because he was, yeah, he was
well,
injured.
No, it was his ankle, yeah. And
but
then,
I thought after a while he just didn't want to play for them because it wasn't their contract.
Trade,
yeah. And then finally he sucked it up and played. But in the meantime, like, Rodman was really, Jordan like needed him, and he basically told him like, I need you, like, we can't do this without you. You're gonna be my number two now.
Yep.
And Rodman at first I think he was like kind of hesitant, but then after a while he
embraced
the role and helped him a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
Was that, those were the episodes where they let him go to Vegas for 48 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was that episode 3?
That was
yeah,
episode 3.
That was
around
episode
3. And it led into like the beginning few minutes of episode 4.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then he was there for more than 48 hours, right?
So for like 88 hours. And Jordan had to go there and get him out of his hotel room.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I actually just watched the Rodman documentary on ESPN.
Yeah, okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an hour and like 40 minutes. It was pretty long. It's about like everything from his life. Like, grew up with no dad, had sisters. That's when he started dressing like like a girl, everything about his life. Like, he was bullied as a kid. He was really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally, like, he was homeless when he was, I think they were talking about that
in the
documentary too. Yep. But, and then he started playing basketball, like, in high school, I think, but he got cut from the team or something. He was misbehaving. And then he started playing, like, at rec leagues or just, like, at a gym or whatever. And then he was playing well and, like, liking it. And then he started working hard. And then he got, like, an offer from Southeastern Oklahoma University. And then, like, he killed it there. And it's just crazy. Like, he was homeless. And then he went to the NBA finally and became a star. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I think the best part about that was, like, I don't know. I did not know what his background was. And he said that he was kicked out of his house at the age of 18. He was homeless for 2 years.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
And then to know that the person that he came out to be, I don't know, that story is very fascinating to me. And, like, shout out to Dennis Rodman, man. You know, we see him as this crazy character, but
he is.
Like, you know, this kind of kind of defines how Dennis Rodman came out to be who he was. And and I thought it was funny, Madonna had a huge influence in that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't think they talked about it on the documentary or on the
No, they did a little bit.
But they didn't talk about, like, she wanted his baby. And he's like, I don't want a kid. So that's why they broke up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard Madonna's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Him and
Carmen Electra. Yeah, that was another part of it too. Just his relationships he had with, like, all those women is crazy. Yeah. And they were talking about how you, like, go to all these gay bars and, like, dress up as, like, a girl and all that stuff. And he's like, I'm not gay. He's just like, they just like to party, so I like to party with them. That's so funny, dude.
He's crazy, man. Yeah, it was absolutely crazy.
And they're just showing his benders. And he said, like, he would drink every day and just still, like, come out, work out, still, like, play his ass off. I'm like, how can you do that? It's insane, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how he did that. It's crazy.
And then part of the documentary on The Last Dance, he was being interviewed while he was, like, kind of working out. And it's like, the reason why he fit into the Bulls organization, why he fit in with Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, was I think they all just had the same affinity and love for the game of basketball. Like, Dennis Rodman is like, you know, they don't have to pay me shit to play the game of basketball. They just have to pay me to put up with you guys or the social media people.
Yeah.
I'm just getting paid to deal with you guys and answer your questions. But he was like, if I was to play basketball, I'd do this shit for free. You know?
Yeah.
And that really kind of opened my eyes for as far as, like, who Dennis Rodman was as a player. And then moving forward to Michael Jordan being saying in the live interviews, like, dude, Dennis Rodman was one of the smartest guys that he's ever met.
Yeah, that's crazy.
As far as, like, the basketball IQ that Dennis Rodman had in him. For a guy like Michael Jordan to praise you like that, like, it goes a long way, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's a rebounding king. He has the most, I forget what it was, the stat. He had the most, like, 20-plus rebound games or something like that.
Probably.
I don't doubt it.
It was, like, by a lot, too. It was, like, nobody even close.
And even when we were playing basketball, man, you know, if we accidentally miss a layup, what do we call to each other? Like, hey, you just padding your stats like Dennis Rodman.
True.
Getting your own rebounds.
Exactly.
He didn't even care about the points. He's just like, just wanted to rebound, really, and play defense.
That's it.
And then he just absolutely knew his role, too, in especially whatever team he played for, but especially for the Bulls. He was just like,
oh, yeah.
The episode 3 started off with, like, was like Dennis Rodman. He knew his own self-worth for the team. Is like, I knew I was, you know, worthy to the organization because I did what Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan wouldn't do. He's like, I came out. I wanted to get cuts. I wanted to be hit. Like, I wanted this and that. And it's just like, some players are not, they're not wired like that.
Yeah.
But Dennis Rodman was, and that's why it made him, you know, so successful with the organization.
Well, at first, when the Bulls were thinking about getting him, Pippen was like, hell no, I don't want this guy on our team. Like, Rodman used to, like, bully him, basically, when he was on the Pistons. And Scotty, like, hated it, which obviously makes sense. But I don't think Scotty's, like, the most – not that he's not tough, but he's not, like, the most physical player. So they needed a player like Rodman to be physical and help them out in that way.
Yeah, it's – no, the episode 3, I thought – you know, that was – That was one of my favorites just because of how much, because I don't know, Dennis Rodman, I just knew him as a just another guy in the Bulls, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really do respect him after that and what he does and how he went about his life. And he's also another guy who's just like, once he did learn, is like, I'm just trying to make myself happy. I don't give a fuck what you guys say and
yeah,
do.
Yeah, didn't he say that in like episode 3 a lot? He's like, I just want to make myself happy, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. I don't remember.
No, no. That was his coach. Yeah. He's like, this is how I feel happy. I don't care about what you guys say. What I do doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
And just he just really embraced that role on and off the court. So it's just like, dude, shout out Dennis Rodman. You're a weirdo, but shout out.
He really is a weirdo. And I don't think he would mind if you called him a weirdo. So
no,
I think he would probably
he
love it.
He embraces it, yeah.
He would probably love it. And then another thing I want to add is when he did take that little break when he went to Vegas, I saw some players is like, I think it was Donovan Mitchell, is like, damn, dude, Dennis Rodman created load management.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was crazy.
Just
yeah.
So he could party.
Like, I don't know.
It's funny.
Like, there's no way anybody can do that today because, like, it's because of he'd be all over Twitter.
So,
and stuff,
exactly.
Yeah. There's no way he could do that.
And the moment he stepped on the motorcycle, too, like, nah, that shit's so frowned upon now, too.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just had a Miller Lite in his hand. It
yeah.
was so funny, dude.
Right before he got on his motorcycle, he's taking a sip of his beer.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, I don't know. I mean, obviously, actually, you know, you'd probably be fined if you did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They would find a way to for you to pay
yeah.
for the consequences.
Well, that's illegal, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
I'm sure.
That too. But, no, that was Dennis Rodman episode, and then we'll touch a little base on the Pistons and how much hatred there was between the Bulls and the Pistons. So between 89 and 90, the Pistons just whooped the Bulls' ass.
You know, yeah, they beat them, I mean, but, yeah.
Like,
they were
physically beat
literally
them.
Literally beat their ass.
They physically beat their ass, so they were pushed them, and, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think Jordan's probably the best ever because of what they put him through. There's no way I don't think LeBron could go through that. There'd be no
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
He averaged like 35, 40 points on him, too, and on
mm-hmm.
top of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just, Michael Jordan was just ruthless, man.
Yeah.
He did not, losing was not acceptable to him, and that's just like, I mean, obviously, this documentary, that's like the whole message, and that's the message I get,
yeah.
that Michael Jordan just hated to lose.
Ultimate
yeah, really
competitor,
did.
Definitely.
Yeah.
100%. And getting his ass kicked for 2 years straight by the same team, and then come back on the third year, and then completely sweep him, and then not even get a handshake.
Good. That shows that they were pissed off that they lost, so it's funny. They're just being petty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Someone's being petty with you. It's kind of funny in a way.
I kind of love it, though.
Who cares?
It's like,
yeah.
you know, yeah, like you said, it just, like, shows the competitiveness in the other people and just, like, I mean, I hate to lose, too, man. Like, I know we play basketball, and we're playing pickup at, like, Mount Prospect Rec or something, and then we'd lose on, like, 3-on-3 and...
Carefree, bro.
Or carefree.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. I'm not like Michael, but like I do love missing competitive basketball.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Get physical.
Been a while.
But the thing that kind of like Michael will say is like even if I hated him, I still shook their hand afterwards after they beat
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Can't be
which is kind of bullshit on their part. They
yeah.
just walked off. Yeah.
Being a poor sport like a fucking kid. Like
yeah,
just bullshit. Shake his hand and walk away. It's not that hard.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like tried to go be like low key about it. Yeah.
I do agree with Dean was saying earlier. He's fake. He seems. Really
I've never been a fan of Isaiah
yeah.
Thomas. Never. I don't care if he's from Chicago or not.
Yeah.
Care.
And Michael Jordan even said it too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's like
so whatever he said was bullshit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, you can show me whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Which is facts.
It is funny that they still hate each other.
Yeah. Be right back. Hold up.
And no, I do love that though. It's just the competitive drive that each of these individuals do have. And I don't know, I kind of in a way wish that NBA was kind of like that, but I also do appreciate what NBA is today though.
Yeah, I don't think you need to hate somebody personally, but like,
oh yeah, no,
that's why I like Russell Westbrook so much. Is like, oh, when he's on the court, he's not making any friends. He's not buddy buddy with the other team or anything like that. He's gonna fucking go right at you. He might not always win, but you know, he's not gonna hold anything back.
Yeah, true that.
But yeah, in that way, I definitely like. I don't know. I like the hatred in a way, but I don't at the same time. That makes sense.
No, 100%. I would have to agree with you there. Yeah, just the current basketball situation, it's completely different. The landscape, how players treat each other, how we treat the players, because we are able to have like direct contact with them without having to be physically there.
True.
And the players also have a way to interact with the fans in a way that they weren't able to before.
Definitely.
So, I mean, it's a complete different generation, complete different ball game, different people, different personalities. So, I mean, it truly is fascinating to see the Last Dance documentary and just compare it to the, you know, landscape of the NBA today. And just, I don't know. I never had anything to compare it to, but this kind of, you know, sheds light on what the 90s basketball was.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you could get away with a lot more back then than you can now, obviously, with social media and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dean was saying with Rodman, I mean, if he was going to go out in Vegas now, like, there'd be cameras everywhere. There'd be...
Yeah, that's like...
Everybody would be tweeting. Yeah, you wouldn't be...
That's why
I mean, he probably still would, but, like, he would get in more trouble from the NBA, I think.
That's why I've always said, like, I don't know if I'd want to be a public figure nowadays. It's
rough.
There's always a camera on you. There's something like...
Exactly.
He walked the wrong direction. He's doing this and that.
Yep.
And then, like,
I think some players like it because they like the attention, but I'm sure more low key guys, they don't like people following him all day. Like,
no.
It takes a toll on you after a while.
And I don't think Rodman
cameras in your
well,
face.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Rodman fucking loved it, dude. Actually, he played into it.
I mean, I think
he loved it.
I think
every
he loved
second.
And he, I think he hated
it
too.
Take that back. Actually,
I think,
loved
it. From the Rodman documentary, they're actually saying like he was still like a pretty shy person, but he still wanted the attention in a way. So it's kind of like, I don't know, both sides, I guess. But
yeah, he did.
He made it all himself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of his problem if he didn't want it.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy. Like, there's no figure like him in, like, today's NBA.
No.
Never has been, I don't think.
I was actually.
That I can think
if you could
of.
Compare somebody, who would it be?
I don't know.
Nobody's dyeing their hair every game. Nobody's doing what he's doing. If you could. I couldn't. Like, who's crazy? I couldn't really think of one.
Maybe like Birdman back in the day, like Chris Anderson ish
I
don't know what made me think of him, but he was
maybe
he's a weird guy.
No, not even close.
Kelly Oubre.
Kelly, a little bit, or like Kuzma a little bit. He tries to be a weirdo.
I go Kuzma. Yeah, I could see it.
But still not on the same level that Rodman was at, doing all this shit.
Well,
like,
here's the thing. You can't be on that level anymore.
No.
You can't.
No, I was thinking, as far as personnel-wise, would Dennis Rodman have a better time in today's day or back then?
Nah,
what
back then for sure.
Like,
are you saying
going
play?
Out?
No. Personnel. Like his personality.
Oh.
I don't know. I think he would be more embraced now.
No, he definitely. No, he would. I think he would.
Hell yeah, he would. I think he
would.
Everybody would
be judging him left and right on, like we were saying,
on social media
would eat him alive.
That'd be true. But
no, he would be the main topic of discussion, but he would be the guy that breaks every fucking barrier you can think of.
Well, he was like in the 90s, like no other sports figures were like that. And he was like, that was around the time that Magic Johnson came out, like that he had AIDS. And Rodman like had like the AIDS ribbon like in his head and like was like supporting that. So I don't know. I think that was like nobody else was like that at that time.
Yeah.
So I think people would judge him now, obviously too. But
I mean,
I think
everyone
people would still
judged,
be more understanding than they were then.
I don't know.
But it would be tough with social media. That'd be rough.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if Rodman acted the way he did now. I just there's no way he'd be fined by the league, and I think he'd be fined by the organization.
I mean, yeah, they were showing all the ejections and suspensions that he had. I mean, he's just...
Well, no,
he was a great player. He's just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as a public figure, and I don't know, I just wanted your guys' input as far as, like, you know, it's a completely different world, but, like, this guy, I think he could have existed in both worlds. No, obviously we can't think of another player to compare him to.
There's nobody. I can't even think of another sport where there'd be another player. Really.
Exactly. But
imagine it. Yeah, Gronk-ish maybe. In a different way, but yeah, he's crazy too.
Gronk is like a more PG version of Dennis.
Yeah, he's just a more silly like version, like
yeah,
just like a
more
party guy,
people friendly,
a bro kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dennis is like, fuck you,
yeah.
You know,
imagine if there's a player like that in like baseball in the 90s. Everyone would hate them.
Yeah,
he wouldn't even be on the team.
I don't know. Nobody would. He would probably be out of the league.
Like that's just unheard of.
Like
yeah.
Dennis Rodman, he's one of a kind, man. There's nobody else like. There's nobody that's ever gonna do that again.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So I mean, I learned a lot about him. So hey, Dennis Rodman, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
true that.
Anything else you guys want to go ahead and add as far as the last stands? We do have episode 5 and 6 coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. Do we know like what the topics are going to be on those yet?
Well, they're going to dive into what Jerry Krause was talking about, how he wanted Jordan to stay, and even though Phil wasn't gonna.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But like, the only thing that like shocked me about this, I didn't know that Scotty wanted to be traded. I forgot about that. I didn't even know about that much.
That's crazy.
I was watching with my dad and my uncle, and obviously they were in the thick of it. They were
right.
They were all into the Bulls back in the 90s, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure like a lot of people forgot. Yeah, it too, because it's been
obviously
so many years.
We were just
babies.
We were little guys back then, and obviously we couldn't remember that, but
we were just little babies, man.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, if any of our, listeners, if they do know, or if you yourself was a big fan of the NBA back then during this time, let us know. If you have any different inputs, like, I would love to hear what you guys have to say, what you guys experienced, because everything we're saying is just footage, we can't.
That's all we can really base it off of, yeah.
Exactly. So, any stories, any experience that you guys have had? Let us know. I'd be fascinated to hear, at least from a fan's perspective.
Oh, I'm so jealous that we didn't grow up during that time.
Especially in Chicago.
Sucks.
Like, I mean, you could somewhat compare maybe to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's true. It's just, I mean, I'm wearing a Blackhawks hoodie. I shouldn't say this, but I'm not a huge hockey guy. But
get out of here.
I don't like hockey. It's just basketball is probably my favorite sport, so it's just a little different.
Uh-huh.
Over football?
I don't know.
You're a football guy.
It's close. It's close.
You're a football guy.
It's close. I'll give you my update next week.
I already know what the answer is. We'll wait. Though.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think we know.
How about you? I mean, football all the way?
What, over basketball?
You, yeah.
No, I like. I'd say I like the Bulls more than I like the Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like the NBA more than I like the NFL, maybe. But I'm more of a Bears fan than I am a Bulls fan.
Yeah,
I'd say definitely. I like the Bulls. I like the. It goes in this order: the Sox. I'd say the Sox, Hawks, and Bulls are about even because I used to go to the games more when I was a kid. The problem is like, it's tough to go to a Bears game, man. It's like to go. I mean, like
it's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain
really
in the ass
is.
To get there. It's not that. It's not
it's
like
expensive.
It's not
expensive.
Like I can go to a ticket window and they're like, oh, let me get a me and my kid. Nah. Want to, it's like it's $20. No, it's like $200.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy.
It's not.
I was just sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I was just lucky growing up because my uncle had tickets. So like,
yeah.
When the Bears were good, like back in like 2010, 2011, like I was going to all those games.
Good
so
times.
I think that's part of like my like love for the.
Oh,
Bears.
Oh, I definitely. Don't get me wrong. I love the Bears, and when the Bears are good, I'm all over it. And when they suck, though, I'm not watching them.
But, yeah, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's
to
the
watch.
Same thing with the Bulls at times too, though.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched. I literally before all this happened, like I didn't watch any Bulls or any. Barely any Hawks. I literally did not sit down and watch a full game of either or. Maybe I'll watch the fourth quarter and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were that bad. And like, okay, say they do come back. I'll be honest with you. I'm still not going to watch them.
I know. It's like, all these teams.
I'm not missing any Chicago.
All these teams are
going to
come
right
back.
Now.
Like
besides, well,
all these shitty teams.
The White Sox.
Like who's going to be watching these games? Because you already know they're not making the playoffs. They've been gone for months now. Like.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like that's why I feel like they should just start the playoffs at this point.
I think so. Like that's the thing. Like you're right. I think they should start the playoffs, but
it'll be tough for like those teams that are like 9 and 10 seeds. But I don't know. Kind of sucks. It is what it is.
What conference is it already kind of set up already? Is it the Western Eastern Conference? It's like
Eastern.
I think the
Eastern's
pretty set. Yeah,
it's set already. The Western Conference is
Western, like
the Grizzlies, Pelicans,
like 10
Spurs.
Is pretty close.
bunch of players, like four team in the hunt for the playoff race at the eighth seed. I mean, if I was one of those teams, I'd be extremely pissed off. But I mean, what can you do about it?
Let's be real though. Like, none of those teams are gonna be like the one seed. They're not gonna be the Lakers anyway. Really. So.
How do you know, man? You never know.
I guess
if it was a best of the five series, it's possible.
Well, no, that's what they're gonna do supposedly.
I would. Well, I think they should do that anyways.
They should always do. Yeah, they should. Yeah,
that's how it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until what? Because
that's why the playoffs goes on for so long. It's because they have these seven game series.
Why is the first?
Are
like,
so
that's
dumb.
How it is in baseball. First round should always. I think the first round should always be five games.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's something they do have to implement. I think across the board, man, all of sports need to make some kind of a change. I think
they, after all this is over, there's going
to
be some drastic change.
There has to be.
Scheduling-wise, mm-hmm. division-wise. Yep. I don't know about the NBA, but in baseball, things are going to change.
I think the NBA is going to change, too, with, like, they were talking about, like, that.
And the NBA needs to put the logo where they have, what's up?
Oh, no, go ahead.
The NBA, remember they used to do the playoff logo? It said playoffs?
Yeah.
On the
court.
I don't know why they stopped doing that.
I love that.
I don't know why they stopped, but they need to do that again. We got to know what time of year it is.
God,
true that.
A lot of changes are coming and should come, and I'm excited for what's to come, and we'll propose our changes. We'll put them list by list so Adam Silver listens to us, and Roger Goodell, and who's the baseball?
Rob Manfred. We don't want to talk about him. He's an asshole.
God. Or Roger Goodell.
And that's also why
Adam Silver though.
I do like Adam Silver.
That's another reason why I love NBA.
The NBA is definitely in the
for
best
the people,
place
exactly.
out of any sport in the U.S.
And they actually listen to, like, their fans.
What'd you say, in the best place?
Yeah, like, ownership-wise.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, leadership-wise.
Politics-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
There's obviously a lot of politics that goes into it. No, but that's the DDP 2 cents on, you know, The Last Dance, and it's in a little bit of sports. Now... We kind of want to have a little bit of fun with this. With our fun topic. I know you were the one that kind of brought up the topic. In our last post, if you guys have seen, we posted one of our favorite games that we have played, whether it's from our childhood, whether it's from a week ago. So we kind of came up with a list of games that we all liked. I'll go ahead and start first, and I think we can all agree on this game. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah, that was. I think we all agreed before all.
Shit! Here we go again.
No, but San Andreas all the way.
Yeah, that was the biggest game.
I don't know how, like, my mom let me play that one. I was like,
I know,
9 years
dude.
Old, dude. Or I don't know how old I was, but, like, come on, that was crazy. I don't know.
You're killing people. You're stealing cars. You're picking up
swearing
hookers.
At people. Yeah, you can literally go to the club. Yeah. And this game came out, what? I think it came out like the 90s, right?
What's that?
San Andreas?
Huh? No.
2004, really?
No, there was a bunch of Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and then what was the first?
Oh, I guess.
I actually liked
Look it up.
Vice City was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't play that one much, but I know people did like that one.
2004.
Okay, I don't know why I thought it came out earlier, but... That's still a long time ago.
That is, but I don't.
That came out when we were 9 years old.
Eight or nine. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 2004.
That game is just I don't know.
By far, if not, I don't know. I don't know what the biggest. That's got to be top five biggest games of all time.
If they,
it's got to be up there, yeah.
If they recreated this game, it would probably be the best selling game.
Oh, that'd
for
be amazing,
years,
dude.
For
they
years.
Gotta. I actually have it still for my 360.
I fucking redownloaded it. We have it for our PS4, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not remastered, but it's
kind of tough to play now because the graphics are just terrible.
Gosh,
but
it's so hard.
It's still,
like,
a little fun.
It's like playing Minecraft, dude.
Yeah.
It's like just
a
bunch of boxes.
Oh, it's so funny looking back
now. I'm looking at the list right now. That's the best-selling video game of all time, Minecraft.
Wow.
And then second is GTA, the latest GTA.
GTA 5,
huge. But that's, the time that it came out, I mean, just so relevant. Everyone had pretty much had a station or a game system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's very, very relevant, too.
Yeah.
Next one I had is Call of Duty 5. Now, this was so big for me because this was the introduction of Nazi zombies.
Yeah, that's huge.
God. I loved that game. Call of Duty, and the multiplayer was fantastic as well.
Yeah, I never really played it, so I can't say much. But I did definitely play the zombies, and that was fun.
It was like times. It was the best
throwback.
It was like get a squad of four. Oh my god, you'd be up until like 4 or 5 in the morning playing zombies.
Those
man.
Are the days now.
Bro. Those rounds would last forever if you were good.
Yeah. I know.
It'd be like 3 hours.
or you just sit in a glitch and then just leave it on or stuff.
True.
You gotta have that strategy going into it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People get pissed at each other too.
I know. They're like,
you're bad. They're like, why the fuck am I playing with you?
Exactly. It's like, nah.
It's crazy.
On to the next one. No, but those two are just like, I don't know. I think my top two at least. Or they're both definitely my top fives. What'd you guys have?
MW2 is probably, that and San Andreas for me were probably top two.
MW2?
Like, yeah. That's MW2 is a game I played the most for sure when I was a kid.
That was a game changer.
Yeah. There was kids like growing up who had like 30 days played. It's literally a month out of your life that you fucking played a video game. It's crazy. I mean, people still do play like that, but like, I don't know. Like, people would skip school to play that game, which is crazy. Yeah, I did. Skip school, I definitely did. Hell yeah.
New maps
that came
out
when we were in like 7th grade or 8th?
Yeah.
7th grade.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was insane. It was just life. Everybody was playing that all the time. You go to school, come home, play that from fucking 3 to 9 o'clock.
And then maybe do your homework.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. No, you go to sleep and do that shit again.
I'll do my homework in the morning.
Right.
That's
before
when you
class.
Know you're not doing your fucking homework.
Exactly.
And then I would say that all the time.
And on the weekends, man, for me, it was like hot Cheetos and 12-pack of Mountain Dews. And I'll Friday until Saturday morning, 6 a.m., I'd be grinding on that. And
that's
I had,
crazy.
And my squad was right there with me, man.
Hell
and
yeah.
Another best part about these games are like you also made a friend that you didn't physically know. That you can just, like, always hop on and play with.
Yeah.
Whether he was across the country, across, you know, the state, city, across the world. It was just, like, another way to, like, connect with other people, too.
Yeah.
Did you guys play on Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation all the way, man.
Me, too. And that was, like, there was
60, man.
There was
come
like
on.
Yeah. And there was, like, a certain people that played on Xbox, and there were certain people that played on PlayStation.
I just got a 360 because that's what my friends had at the time. So I was like, I got to get it.
For some reason, like, a majority of people had PlayStation.
For me, I think it was more Xbox.
I know.
It was because Halo.
Yeah,
Halo,
I never played Halo.
I was
I
never big.
I've
never played Halo
really
either.
Played it at all.
But, I mean, they say that's also one of the best games of all time, too.
Yeah, I had to put it in our post because, like, a lot of people grew up with that, and that was, like, their favorite game growing up. I never really played it, but it was huge. It was, like, people who didn't play Call of Duty played Halo, pretty much.
Exactly. And people who loved Halo would strictly, obviously, be Xbox players because that was
the and then
Xbox.
They would just hate on COD, how it's trash and Halo's better. I hated those kids.
I know. And then
just
that
be
would
normal. Come on,
didn't know what they were missing. Yeah,
and then that would reignite the PlayStation versus Xbox conversation.
PlayStation all day.
All day.
If I ever get a system again, it's PlayStation.
Xbox, baby.
Let's go. Sorry, we got you beat here.
Yeah.
I don't care. Oh, but you guys play Black Ops a lot too?
Hey.
Yeah, when it first came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to tag my old videos. I used to make some Black Ops videos.
Oh
man.
My god!
Did
of
really
course,
I did, man. I loved it. Black Ops definitely was one of the best. I think the reason I liked it was the most similar to Call of Duty 5 in a way, although it was different times. It was zombies, and then game. I think it was also Treyarch too. Black Ops.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
And Call of Duty 5.
Yeah.
They were both Treyarch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There was a lot of similarities. I absolutely loved it. And I will have to tag my old old gamer tag and
you
my
still
old,
have them on
old
YouTube?
Videos. Dude, I have like 2,000 views on there.
Damn.
Serious?
Yeah,
that's not
on
bad.
One video.
That's pretty good.
I was pretty surprised. So maybe I can get some more reviews and then maybe... No, I can't go back to gaming like that.
No.
We don't have the time anymore.
You gotta go to work now, man.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Sucks. Sucks getting
I got,
old, I guess.
I got adult, man. I got adult.
Shit.
How about you, Dean?
What's up?
Yeah.
What couple games?
It was mainly this. I'd say the sports games, but definitely out of the list we have here, it was definitely MW2.
Yeah.
That was life for a while.
It was.
Right?
Really was.
Yeah, that was life. It's crazy. But then we met that Pat put at the end of, what was it, MVP
baseball. I never really played that, but I know that was big for a lot of people.
That was huge, Because that's when the Sox, that was 05 and the Sox won the series.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
I was all in on that one. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good game. But just also, like we were touching on before, was Madden. What was that? Either for me, I forgot which one it was that I used to play all the time. I think whatever the year it was that LT, Danny Thompson, like won the rushing title.
06?
06, 07, something 07. Like that.
Would have been one of those, I think.
Whatever it was. Now I remember. It was the McNabb one.
So that was 06.
Six, yeah.
The McNabb Madden was the best one. In my opinion, that was the best one. We played that game so many times.
Yeah.
McNabb was so overrated. I mean, not over it, but
OP.
That's my OP.
That used to be like my favorite player
growing up.
Really? Yeah, hell
I mean,
yeah.
He's from Why? Chicago.
I was randomly an Eagles fan when I was like 10 years old.
A lot of people were random Eagles fans.
They were good. It wasn't that random. But
I was a big T.O. guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a big T.O. guy.
Something else, but it's my quarterback. Yeah, but Madden back in the day. Hell yeah.
Dude, that was the shit.
NCAA football, holy shit. They need to bring it back.
Oh, we forgot to mention how they said they're going to start compensating the players.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A couple years.
I think that's kind of because the G League is taking all these players who are going to go to college.
I know.
So they're like, fuck, we got to do something.
They were forced into it. Like, if they were... They didn't want to do it. And that's why
the NCAA.
God damn it.
Well, how much do they say they're going to compensate them? So, like,
well, no. It's not for their play. It's... For their appearances, they're allowed to.
So say if they do like commercials
and shit like that,
signing and all that, they get paid for it.
But they can't wear like their college apparel or anything like that.
What do you mean?
They have to be like themselves. So Zion just couldn't wear Duke stuff if he was still at Duke.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no. I like how you brought up that point. Like, this is awesome. This is great. This is long overdue. But the situation that the NCAA had to be in for them to implement this is like, it's complete bullshit.
Exactly. They're just backed into a corner. They're like, okay, fine, basically.
Because what?
Go ahead.
Out of the lottery picks, like, what, top five? Like, two of the top five players that were looking to get drafted are bypassing the NCAA, right?
Yeah, they're just going to the G League. They're making like a G League select team, I think.
Uh-huh.
With all these like high school players basically just going straight there.
And I think those guys might be making like six figures.
Yeah, I think they're making like at least 100.
I'm sure
more than that.
Like, who the hell's going
to
turn that
down? Or you can go to Europe.
Yeah, but most of them don't want to because they're 18 years old. They don't want to go to Europe. Like, that's a whole life-changing experience.
That is.
So that's good. I mean, the NBA is smart for doing that. With the G League, because I think the G League is really coming up and like becoming like a actual minor league now for the NBA, a little bit.
I love it. I absolutely do love it. Because you know, when I was listening to like, you know, when the NBA basketball season was actually going on, I listened to like Adrian Wojnarowski, Zach Lowe. They'd all talk about how when they introduced the summer league, there was a way for younger players to showcase their talents. And they literally started with like having like as little as like six teams play in a small arena where you can literally like they couldn't fill up the seats. And now introduction of Zion, Ja Morant and all these big caliber players, like now they're filling up the stadiums and now they have to upgrade to a bigger stadium. And some of the players that obviously don't make it to the league still have a platform in the G League to showcase what talents they have, because there are a lot of success stories on like a lot of G League players making it into the NBA and being huge.
There's a lot now that played in the G League and are pretty successful now.
Yep.
I mean, like you were saying, they went like start from the bottom and now like the G League too, but Summer League is huge now. Like, it's a big spectacle when Zion and all these young guys like are playing there. Like, they have huge crowds, they sell out. Like, it's crazy like how far it's come.
Exactly.
That's why the NBA is so smart. Like, they're a year-round league. Like, everybody pays attention basically all year.
Mm-hmm.
So they always have something in the
news going on. Well, did they announce that they postponed the draft?
Yeah, as of today.
Why?
I think, actually. I don't think they've postponed the draft yet, but I'm sure they will. But they postponed workouts and then lottery. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why would you?
Well, I don't know why they need to postpone that. I guess because they don't want the players to work out, so... They're not. Well, I don't
guess.
Know. The lottery wouldn't matter for that, though. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the point of that is.
Ball or whatever.
Yeah. Same with the lottery and the draft. They don't need to be in person for that.
Yeah.
No.
Just do the draft, I could see them doing that because they can't check these guys out, really.
Yeah.
But the NFL just had their draft, so I don't know.
I think they're going to have a draft.
Yeah.
They can do it virtually.
But I don't know what the point of postponing the draft lottery is, though. You literally just have to draw.
The season has to
That's why.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Never mind.
So maybe that's good news that the NBA will come back.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
They will. I think it's... Give it some time. Maybe early June. I'm hoping. I'm seeing what I'm going to see. I don't know where the world... I think we'll be somewhat... I don't think we're going to be completely back to normal, but... I don't know. By the time maybe June hits.
Hopefully.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The more and more I think about this, the crazier it seems to me. I don't know. Just the state of the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
It's weird, really, man. It like, I mean, really I'm accustomed to it now. We're already pretty much a month and a half into it.
I'm actually, you're right. I am kind of used to it.
This is like my everyday. But, like, I think about the future, and I'm like, I am not ready. Like, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not ready to, like, be at a complete 100% full pace. Because, like, I feel like, in a way, I'm overwhelmed now.
No, that's why it's not coming back 100% right away. It's coming back in phases.
Yeah. What are you saying? Sporting events or just in general?
No, just in general. Yeah. As far as, like, traffic, fuck that. I ain't ready for that.
No, me neither.
I hate it. Well, I hate it regardless.
people at my work are like, oh, I even miss traffic because we can't even get to go work. I'm like, fuck no, I don't miss traffic.
Enjoy
maybe,
this.
Like, I like going to work once in a while because, you know, you get out of the house and you get to talk to people and shit. But, like, traffic, I don't miss at all.
Hell
0%.
No. For some reason, people have like getting into traffic more and more because they just like to listen to podcasts. And
that is true. I've
heard that.
Listening
Me,
to
I don't
anything,
like it.
Really.
I like when I like to listen to I don't know, just... Either I'm chilling or I'm listening to a podcast or something. Like, I like driving and, like, I hate being... I just don't like being in traffic because I think it's just a lot of stress.
It is stressful. I mean, you get used to it, but that's, like, my main time I listen to podcasts. I haven't been listening to basically anything right now.
I'm not in traffic
every day.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm at home, I'm just more inclined to listen to music, so...
No,
music,
100%.
Yeah. If I am listening to a podcast, it's something, like, that's either about finance... Or whoever, and maybe it's some Joe Rogan, and then who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some, I don't know, just some random stuff.
The triple play.
Yeah, that one.
Especially
too,
it's the priority right here, man.
I'll listen to it once in a while, you know. What are you gonna do?
No, for me, like I said, man, this has kind of been my everyday life now. I'm used to it, the change. And at this point, dude, I wake up, and if my commute to work isn't below 45 minutes, dude, I get pissed, dude. I'm like, why are these people out? Go home.
Yeah, go home.
Be
why
inside.
You out?
Let
oh,
me just
out.
Drive yeah. in peace.
Yeah, go home. Nobody wants you out anyways. I'm kidding. Nah.
Something like that. But, hey, speaking of music.
Who died?
New albums. You guys want to go ahead and mention anything you guys are listening to?
On the spot.
You were talking about it. Nothing for me. No, it's same old for me. Just listening to you.
I don't know. I listened to Drake last night. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mixtape.
Which is made most.
What else? Like new music? There's been some good albums that have come out this year, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think this year kind of been a little over. I mean, not over. Underestimated as far as album wise.
This year's like almost better than last year already.
What? With albums?
In terms of albums, yeah.
Maybe.
Was last
with
year.
Big names, I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, you might have your, like, favorite artists who are smaller, but, like, big names, like, there's been a lot already this year. Gambino, Mac Miller.
Yep.
The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
Drake just dropped that.
You're missing somebody.
Bieber,
there
obviously.
You go.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of, like, big names who have come out.
Damn,
like,
I get, and it's
some
only.
Cuddy songs.
It's only May now.
For me.
Yeah. I'd say it's only May.
Yeah.
We still have.
But I mean, like, are artists making music?
Oh, yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
What else are they going to do?
Not make music.
Sit there with thumbs up their asses?
Yeah, that's their job. I mean, they don't do shit anyways.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe, like,
pretty
much. They're not doing
exactly.
really, like,
they're
public
not touring.
Appearances or anything.
They're not.
Can't tour.
Uh-huh.
This year is pretty
sucks.
Much shot when it comes to touring. I think
that's the only thing that sucks.
Well, no,
yeah.
I think it'll come back somewhat in the summer.
This
I
summer?
No,
nah, it's too soon.
Maybe, like,
empty stadium?
Tiny, yeah. Maybe, like,
no,
tiny, like, concert spot. I don't know. I can't see
big
concerts happening anytime soon. The rest of the year, even, I don't think.
Live streams?
Maybe. Maybe in the fall. I don't know.
Live
streams? I'd say, would the Coachella, like, cancel it? Or did they, because they said October,
they're
possibly.
Done. Oh, wait. Did they say October?
They moved
really?
It to October, yeah.
I don't know. I think even if they do have it, there's just not going to be the same turnout.
Like, I don't know if do you think Lyle's going to happen?
No, I don't think so.
No. Not in Chicago. No, I'm not.
I did watch Coachella documentary on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It was really cool, actually. You guys should check it out.
Is it just
like an hour and like 45 minutes about like the history of Coachella, how it started and like how far it's come, basically? Because at the time there was no like huge festival in the U.S. really, and then Coachella like basically filled that void. It's pretty cool.
Pat's our documentary guy.
Yeah,
I found out a year ago.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I watch as many as I do, I guess.
No. When I was talking to you not too long ago, you were like, I watch this, I watch this. I was like, damn, Pat. I watch a lot of documentaries. Yeah, and I'd be like, you're watching the movies? He's like, nah, I know you don't like movies.
No, I have been, though, actually. That's the one thing the quarantine's like made me do more. No sports on. You got to watch something. So.
True.
Yeah.
I have nothing against movies. I just levitate towards like TV shows more.
Levitate.
I was waiting for you to do that. Yeah. I've just been, like I was saying earlier before, just been reminiscing, you know? I don't know where like these 5 years went by, man. Shit.
I know.
It's crazy.
One of these episodes, we might have to, you know, look back onto, I don't know, what we look back to? 5 years ago,
Pet's
I guess.
Pet's backyard.
Those are some great times, man.
Turbo's basement.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's basement.
That, like, we had that, like, 2 year span, whereas every weekend we were chilling pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then, like, somewhat leaked into, like, 2016, and then it kind of drifted away.
A little bit.
When everyone went away for college.
Well, yeah, I mean, even then, though, like, we'd come home and chill, but now, especially now, everyone's out, and for the most part. Even Chang's out now.
Different states, different countries.
Even Chang's out.
Prison. Different jobs.
Chang, you in prison yet?
Not yet.
No, I'm just kidding.
Prison Chang.
He definitely does not listen to this, so I'm not worried.
I'm not worried either.
But shout out to all our friends, though, man. If you guys are tuning in, we appreciate it. And also shout out to all of our other listeners as well.
Yeah.
If you guys are tuning in, you know, give us your input. Any questions that we ask ourselves here, we'd like to, you know, ask you guys as well. So if there's, you know, some question that you are eager to answer, let us know in the comments. DM us, email us, call us out.
Email?
What is our email?
TheTripleplay@gmail.com.
TheTripleplay@gmail.com.
Nice and simple.
Yeah, we actually have, I set it up where you can actually just click email on our Instagram page, and it'll take you right to a page email to us.
Sweet.
So, you know, we've recently have been trying to, you know, post a lot more just to stay connected with you guys, to see what's relevant, what's not relevant, what we like, and just, you know, trying to post a little more, stay connected with you guys during this time of quarantine. As I said, we have another month in Chicago of lockdown, so keep this shit going.
Yeah.
You know? And as always, boys, thanks for stopping by.
Till next time.
Thanks for having us. Happy birthday, Turbot.
Happy birthday, producer.
Go, producer, number one. Jordan of the producing game.
There you go.
We out.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Saying nothing without it.